Am I being funny right now? No, because I don't have anybody writing anything for me. See, they're all standing around.
That was Tonight Show host Jay Leno speaking from the picket line yesterday in Los Angeles, showing his support for the nationwide writer strike that started yesterday. The strike forced Leno and all the other late-night talk show hosts to go into repeats last night.
Leno stressed how important the writers are to his show.
If the writers are actually working now, I would be hilarious. I would be hilarious right now. But look, see, they're all closed mouth. So obviously I have nothing to say. I am an empty shell waiting to be filled in by the material written by these folks.
Leno said he didn't know how long the strike would go on or whether his show would eventually try to go on without the writers. But he did say he hoped it would be resolved soon.
I mean, I think it can all work out. When it gets personal, that's when it gets ugly, and nobody wants to see that happen. But hopefully they will come to, I think they're reasonable people on both sides, and hopefully it'll come to some swift resolution.
Fortunately, Allie, for us, we don't need writers to talk good news, talk thing. Oh, here we go. Other celebs showed their support for the writers. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, formerly of Seinfeld, of course. She now stars in a new sitcom. She picketed in L.A. and in New York. Tina Fey from 30 Rock joined the picket line at, well, 30 Rock.
Writers are demanding a bigger cut of online and DVD profits from the TV shows and movies, which they write. No new negotiations have been scheduled, although the Writers Guild Negotiating Committee does plan a meeting of its members. The chief negotiator for the producers say they're, quote, hunkered down for what could be a long strike.
But there is still some good news. Well, maybe good news. One of the highest rated primetime shows, Dancing with the Stars, aired as planned last night with its hosts ad-libbing.
And the world is still turning this morning.
Go, Tom Bergeron.
That's today's BPP Big Story. Now here's Rachel Martin with the rest of the news.